This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, May the 1st. Be with you. 2025.
Oh, you're close.
I usually do it through like the 5th, maybe the 6th, depending on if it's a weekday or a week end.
Oh, yeah, it's on a Sunday this year.
Oh, it is. Wow, oh, man, that sucks.
Big old nerd alert.
God, Rob Young, you should have waited like 3-4 weeks and could have had Comic-Con on May the 4th be with you weekend.
Guy, I wonder if people go to Borderlands dressed up just to look around.
I would.
Do you cosplay or LARP in the parking lot?
It's funny because when I was real, some people call it observant. I call it just being a people watcher. And cause that's what my grandpa called it because... Again, the man, this could be an old wives' tale, but the story is he never stepped foot in a Walmart. Not because he didn't like them or anything, but my nanny, my grandma, she would do all the shopping, so he'd sit on the bench at the front of the Walmart and would never go in.
I love that.
Because he liked people watching.
Yeah, I thought he'd go look at some, lures, some jigs, some rods.
Oh, yeah, fishing.
It's a different time.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he would sit there. And so when I went to Comic-Con this year with P1 Looper, I was looking at people and I was like, are you a character or is that you? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
The way, and I ain't making fun of nobody. I enjoyed the hell out of that just because it was like Mardi Gras, but with no alcohol.
Yeah, I mean.
So it's fun.
Really. At least
now it'd be funner if it was adult swim version of Comic-Con.
You could record it now.
It's called Dragon Con, I guess.
Couldn't really record anything back then. You just had to look at people. It'd be weird if you were taking notes.
If he was just sitting there with a little legal pad out writing notes. Woman in yellow sweatpants.
Weird boy.
Weird boy.
Pants too high. Hocked up his ass.
Lady with a rat tail. Maybe.
Might like other ladies. What's that noise? Do you hear that? It's like somebody with somebody's tasers dying.
I don't hear it.
You don't hear it?
Might be your cans, man. Outside of radio world, that means his headphones. Which, by the way, if there are any meth heads listening right now, I'll pay you a small amount of money to come untangle my headphone cord.
Oh,
I feel like you would also enjoy it.
I feel like, you just handed Rusty Griswold a ball of lights.
Yeah, just boop, 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 boop.
Woo, I got to feed the hogs.
I think that's why we still have corded headphones. We're thinking of meth heads. Like, what would they do without them?
Set us up wireless somehow, man. I mean, it's 2025. Can't figure that out.
How to do? Well, it's because of too much. No, I'm going to explain this.
Because I don't know what it is.
It's too much interference of the actual broadcast, too. It's like when you have the... when you call somebody in the same room and you hear that,
oh, the feedback.
Or you ride down the highway with one window down. Oh, that's so weird. I get it.
But in the back, that's kind of a weird.
It's like, I got to roll down the other window just so I don't have a freaking headache before
I get
home.
It's like
a vacuum.
Yeah. God, it hurts.
Especially if you ride over on the strips on the side while you got that going. Oh, it's something else. It's just in your head spinning around, loop-de-loop.
I felt that feeling in middle school because they broke the sound barrier, which was in mid to late 90s, mid-90s. And we had fiberglass windows. It shook them. It didn't crack them or break them, but you felt that like, whoa, whoa.
Who broke it?
I don't know.
Chuck Yeager?
I don't know if it was like a local, you know, Army guy practicing or what.
I'm a local Army guy, and I'm practicing breaking the speed of sound.
It's like I remember it happening. Because it felt like, man, was that a bomb? Because it felt kind of weird.
Well, so it might have been old Skunk Works or whatever.
Yeah.
Could have been.
I couldn't see it. We just felt it.
Oh.
Because we're in the classroom.
Then it might have been an alien.
If you dealt it.
If you felt it, you dealt it. Yeah, you probably just farted and blew the windows out and blamed it on freaking.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people are from the school of if you denied it, you supplied it.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I think that's what, like, dudes in the Civil War, women that were keeping the homes afloat, the men, and they wouldn't let the women fight, Paige, I know. They would have been out there, too.
But it's the dresses that were cumbersome. Come on.
Well, that and the multiple layers of them.
Yeah.
When it was like, there wasn't even AC yet.
I'd be passing out if I was at war.
Yeah.
And those dresses.
I think we just sat around in the trenches, call them Columbine in the trenches. But we just made up little rhymes and songs about pooping and diarrhea, you know?
Yeah, yeah, still do.
When you're going down the hall and you feel something fall.
Diarrhea.
First off, you feel something fall. That might have been what it was, actually, Fat Boy. It wasn't the speed of sound. Something fell. You pooped yourself.
That's what it was.
Diarrhea.
It shook the whole room. That's awful.
Have you ever been laying in the bed?
Felt something spread.
You had a boner. You had a boner.
I've never had that.
No. Yeah.
I've had one next to me, but I've never had one myself.
Wake up. You up?
You up? Hey, baby.
This thing on?
I don't even want to attempt the voice because Fat Boy does it so well with it.
Now I'm trying to think of diarrhea jokes.
Oh, my God. Baby.
If you're going up the ladder and you hear something splatter, it wasn't the paint. It was diarrhea. Wasn't the paint.
Oh, my God.
I added that for you. I mean, just go, I felt something splatter. Maybe you just got shot, and that was blood.
Oh, God.
Now it was diarrhea. Jesus.
Oh, no. You would know that.
You smelt it. Well, you dealt it then.
There's only so many activities you can do, and then you got to figure out the activity. Am I flying, walking, running, jogging? Then you got to have a word that rhymes with it, and that don't always match up.
Yeah, well, it's like writing a rap song. Yeah, it's tough. Yep. That's why only a few get through there, Big X and Yay and the others.
You can't prose a diarrhea joke. It has to rhyme.
Yes, you can't haiku it either. Or ming it. You can't ming it. You can't haiku it. None of that
Lord.
Stuff.
Lord.
None of it applies.
I was trying to think of something for the air, but like if you're in the air, like if you're flying through the air, but that would be going through the air.
And the liquid gives you a scare.
That could work.
Yeah, it's too convoluted. That's why they stopped doing them. They were just like, all right. That's what ended the Civil War.
When did Yo Mama jokes go away from, like, that was a battle?
MTV killed it.
Probably.
It did. And that was even a thing. Like, do you remember, like, you know, not just, what was the other one, too? Were they, not the Nick Cannon. There was another one pre-Nick Cannon where they would have, like, rap/dance battles.
Talking about Wild and Out.
But that was Nick Cannon, right?
Yeah. Okay. Mikey Day used to be on that show.
It was some other show or whatever. But then when, like, white guys tried to do it, it's like,
I know MTV.
It came off as lame, and it came off as just like, you are misrepresenting yourself. Go read a poem, Henry David Thoreau.
Do something.
I know he wasn't a poet, but still, roll with it.
Do something constructive. Yeah, they had the Yo Mama show on MTV. It was where guys would meet in urban settings. Like, you almost thought they were going to fight, but it was a Yo Mama battle. It's so dumb.
That, and then, like, you think of the movie The Warriors, even the freaking Beat It video. It's like those guys had knives out, nunchucks, all you damn chucks, Chuck Taylors. And they were like, Michael's like, no, let's dance together and let's solve this beef. And they did. What if Tupac and Biggie had just started dancing together? Making diarrhea jokes and dancing.
Would have solved a whole lot. Mm-hmm. That really happened when it was, remember, it was a story back in the day that Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears were in the club and they're doing a dance off because I guess they didn't like each other at that point. So that's kind of how they settled it.
Was it really like that? I mean, like, look at
I hope not.
Saturday Night Fever. A lot of those, just like, yeah, we're going to Breaking 2. They made a second one, Electric Boogaloo. We referenced that earlier this
week.
What
a great
movie. Twice.
You gotta go watch it now.
I've never seen it.
You can't break.
What? Dude.
No, I don't think I've ever seen it.
Do a movie review. Watch Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Okay.
And then tell me who's your favorite, Turbo or Ozone?
Oh, Lord.
I bet it will be, knowing you, it'll be Ozone.
Oh, it's on Tubi.
Uh-oh. Look, your movie's on the same platform.
I might have seen it. I just don't remember it.
I was too busy watching my movie.
No, I don't think I've seen my whole movie.
Do they have a Tubi, a Tubi Awards, like for?
They should, because I've got a few on there.
It would be you versus Ice-T.
Yeah.
Who is also in Electric 2, or Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo.
What's up, all the bit actors out there?
You can't find the first one.
Is that today's way of saying bitch?
No.
Oh,
it's
bit.
It's like bit parts.
Oh, I see.
Not main parts.
The supporting cast. Yeah, you can't find part one. You can only find part two.
Part one wasn't that good. I think that's they're doing them a service by that. This is because then it was just like, oh, you want a break dancing competition, but now you know the second one was like they were saving a community center.
Did like break dancing. I
watched
it.
Anytime you want to square up, let me know.
I'll teach you some ballet.
I bet I can. Keep it freaking.
I didn't do head spins or anything like that.
I could never do the windmill. Uh-huh. I was just too cumbersome and big. But I bet I could get that knee spin going as fast as lightning now.
I didn't have anything to spin on unless it was a dance floor at my house. We didn't really have
all the jokes.
Where I live, we didn't have like a front yard type thing.
Right.
In that house at that time when I would have been breakdancing.
You didn't have a front yard?
No, it wasn't like we had a
she big lived in a brownstone or something?
No, it was a small piece of grass.
A blackstone? Was it a magician's house?
But there was a tree in the middle of it, and it would have gotten in the way.
You got to break around the tree. Well, you could do better than the chick in the Olympics did, I'm sure.
It was kind of like a...
Oh, they mishandled that whole thing. It shouldn't come back.
No. No.
Everybody was looking forward to it, too.
I mean, although that's one of those, I don't know what the country of origin of breakdancing was. I want to say it started here, but I feel like it could have been Asian as well, because it's kind of karate-like.
Yeah, I can see that.
Some of them, like, when you're doing that, like, what was this move called? When you would send it, you'd do the worm with your arm, send it through your body, and it'd come out the other side?
It's like a wave.
What is that called?
Arm worm? I used to do it good because they could do my head with it. Like I was sort of like a robotic man.
Oh, you probably do it better now that you lost weight.
Thank you.
You should.
Don't end it then. Yeah, I will go into the Olympics.
You can start right. Hang on, bro.
You should do an OnlyFans page and do your dances.
You were just.
She's trying to make you a pervert in the dances.
Would you want me to do it? Like I'd be hitting myself in the face.
You would be teaching it. You would.
Naked.
Okay.
You got to break local first, buddy.
I didn't go there. If you want to do it naked,
you gotta
people
like,
pay for it.
Be called Breaking Hearts and Beds.
I imagine you have to go to like some alley in Nickeltown somewhere and with your linoleum square and challenge somebody.
And no, you know what sucks?
So you think you can dance?
I have tons and tons of stupid pictures of me. And I'm talking about not even from like this week on my iPhone. I'm talking about from as a kid. Where I dressed in blackface as Michael Jackson. It exists. Look. Mm-hmm. And you know what? And into today's society, I will say I had black people high-fiving me when I was... Now, was the costume so good they thought I was black? No, it did not look at all. But they were like, I see your spirit there. I appreciate it.
You're trying.
We did the three clap and then pulled close together and shoulder bumped.
So, yo, man, why you look like black donkey lips?
I did. I pulled it off great.
You're trying, little Harris. You're trying.
But none. It goes to show, and it is what it is. And they're in heaven now, and they can nod and whatever. But I feel as though they never took pictures of me breakdancing because they didn't want to go pick them up at Eckerd's and be embarrassed. Mary, is this your son on here with bandanas on his legs, spinning around on his knee on linoleum in your front yard?
They were shocked that phase lasted more than a week.
I want to say that they actually repurposed it to put on the back porch because it was just big enough for the back porch, the linoleum that I bought at 84 Lumber to spin on.
Where are all these gopher holes in the yard, Mayor?
And the guy, dude, I'll never forget it. The guy at 84 Lumber, the same one, I think, still up there on, what was that, 291? Below Cherrydale. He said, y'all just want to get some samples to look at home and see if you like it?
Yep.
No, that's my son. He wants to break dance on it.
We don't do that here. You have to go to Carter Lumber to get that. They love breakers.
Yeah, we don't like breakers. Do you have a particular color here in mind? No. I'm just looking for something to make me spin fast. Grease Lightning hadn't come out yet, so it's a different time.
You have to
no pictures, no nothing. I would love it.
Yeah, because I want to see what you wore.
I mean,
what the attire was
to
break in.
It was part Rock and Roll Express, because I wore the bandanas, but so did some breakdancers. They'd wear the bandanas on their legs. So
we appreciate you, buddy.
I'm just disappointed you never got in, a competition group. That would have been cool.
No,
and go to Las Vegas.
You know what? Look, I don't know that I've ever told this story before, but Greenville Gymnastics, it may be called something else now, I don't know, but it was just called Greenville Gymnastics when I was a kid. They started teaching breakdancing classes, and I wanted to go. And that was exactly what my daddy did when I said that. Daddy, I want to go to breakdancing class at Greenville Gymnastics.
What did he say?
I'm just doing it.
I knew somebody who did.
Oh, boy, you never see. You should get a radio show one day and tell these funny jokes you say. I'm serious.
Here's $100, little Matthew.
Who did it competitively, and they won some competition where they got to open for Busta Rhymes, and she said he was the biggest ass.
But what is? Oh, it was a lady breakdancer.
She was in the group. They had a crew.
Yeah, I remember crews that would go on in different levels.
No, I was the only kid at Poe Mill that liked rap music.
That's whatever.
A shoot. No, I'm talking about Poe Mill specific.
Let's see.
Remember, my street was the last street of Poe Mill. Behind that was a different world. Yes, it was.
Because there was breakdancing, and then it turned into hip hop. And then it would be hip hop, and I would compete with jazz.
But even with that,
dance.
I did jazz.
Like, if people, I still call it rap. Like, I don't call it hip hop because I.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
what
that still, means. I don't use the term R&B anymore.
I never use that.
Oh, I don't think I did either. Just as far as genreing music off and stuff. But I was surrounded by, people that liked a lot of country music, which is fine. Yeah. I like it now.
Line dancing.
And I liked it then, too. But, Boot Scootin' Boogie wasn't out yet. There was no way. I was a performer. I had some in my bones that I wanted to share with the world.
Some chomping and stomping.
That sounded like a sex joke, but I didn't mean it that way. I really didn't. Coming up here in approximately, look at the time. An hour and 15 minutes from now, we'll be joined by the likes of Nanny Hamlin, Peg Kerr.
That's the best name ever.
Mark Heinrich.
Oh.
And Leroy Boo Boo Crumbs.
Boo Boo Crumbs.
Is that what I think it is?
I finally found the note where I wrote that, to give you that name 1 week, Paige.
Thank you.
Today you will don don the role of Leroy Boo Boo Crumbs.
I think I brought some
Nick's
hair.
Sister Peg, man. That's going to be a fun
some hair
one.
Today.
Yes. It's going to be quite the show. Thank you for that, Paige. Fat boy, what?
Wow. Still blue hair lady.
Where did that? Could you just pull that out of your bra?
Are you going to wear that? That would be beautiful.
It's like she's telling jokes again. She can't get it out.
Maybe. I don't know. You like it?
I love it. Okay. Paige is wearing a blue wig.
I don't remember
that where. Didn't think pop in your mind when we were talking about Comic-Con and role-playing and
stuff? I don't remember where this came from, but I was looking for something and it fell out of my closet. I was like,
what joke are you talking about, by the way? This one?
How does Hardee's run out of hamburgers? And when I had to move forward, I was only allowed to order one chicken sandwich because it's...
It is the one. That's the same one.
It's if you wear it just like that, good Lord.
Please do. Please, yeah.
What, you might be high.
God, man. What's in that cup? Let me smell it. Let me smell it.
That ain't juice.
Fat boy, what is up in sports? For real, though.
Yeah, I'll tell you later. I ain't telling you right now.
Okay, well then, Paige, what's up in headlines?
Oh, my gosh. You know, we ladies, women of the world.
I got comfortable during that segment.
We may be living in one of the worst states for working moms, so we're going to get in into that topic and fight back next in your Ice Guys headlines.
Hell, yeah.
I ain't fit to tell you yet. That was good. You're something else. You really are. Hair? I love your hair, Paige. I'm starting to think that's the one Fat Boy wore on his junk during basketball.
I don't know.
We got that one still, if you want it. You can wear that one.
No, this is a... I don't know. Someone cut this for some reason.
You look like Marge Simpson if she was a crackhead.
The other one looks like Thelma Harper. That style. Oh, God. Style of curls.
Yeah, yeah. Very much so.
Oh, my God.
All right. Headlines, sports, who knows? All of it next. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. All right, so somebody... A website just ranked all 50 states and Washington, D.C. And they wanted to know the best place for working moms, best to the worst.
Are we counting Canada yet or no? We're going to wait for the official word?
This is on our system in the United States.
Okay.
Well, it seems like, so they wanted to rank all these places where working moms have the worst time. So they use factors like the cost and the quality of daycare and schools, the gender wage gap, and the ratio of female executives and parental leave policies. So let's start with the best states for working moms. Those are Massachusetts, Connecticut, ooh, Rhode Island, the District of Columbia, Maine, Minnesota, Vermont, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and New York.
It's kind of a surprise, actually.
Because the cost of living there, yep, is double, triple here.
Let's be a working mom. This is going to be hard anywhere, right?
Yes.
It is
like
very
if you had
hard.
Your druthers, would you just rather be a mom with no job, or would you just be a woman that works all the time?
It is amazing to
go
me.
Go home to nothing.
Where I see this first thing in the morning, and then I had this conversation with some people last night where they were saying that they have daughters that, you know, they have men pay for things, and they're not worried about careers. And right. I never had that opportunity because I decided I wanted to get out of my house at 17. Mm. So I had to do something. I had to break free.
You never got like propositioned, like, hey, I'll take care of you?
Yeah. I dated the big high fluting attorney, but I felt like,
hey, Pep.
I didn't like him because he put those dogs down.
Wow, dang it, that could have been your ticket.
It could have been. But I thought
you had morals. Look at you.
A couple dogs. Ruined your
couple dogs, Paige.
He was going through, I didn't know he was going through a divorce, and he had a lot of money. He had a very nice car that I like to drive. And
it's been a Mitsubishi.
I found out that he had
farm.
Two dogs that belonged to his ex-wife, and they were fighting over the dogs, and he just put them to sleep.
Oh, that's a bitch move, then. I agree with you. I wouldn't have slept
with him
either. And
when I found that out, and I was talking to him, and he goes, yeah, I showed her, and I said, oh, I think my mom's breaking through. I better take this phone call.
He could just put them down, like, just for no reason?
Yeah.
I mean,
man, he must have a doctor on the payroll. Well,
she was taking,
I think he just took them out back and shot them.
She was taking half his money because
they do that in California?
Pardon?
Did they do that in California?
Do what?
Just take the animals and out behind the barn? Yeah,
no.
It seems like a state they would not allow it.
I don't believe that they do that.
I mean, they shouldn't, I suppose, but nevertheless.
I would think if I was a vet, I would say I would take these dogs and pretend to put them asleep and let him go and pay the money.
You'd end up being a hoarder, though.
I would be an animal hoarder. Yeah. I already am an animal hoarder.
Not true.
Do you know how you got back at the guy? You hooked up with him and like gave him a grudge F.
No, I said something. And, you know, I'm not a good person because the reason how I started meeting the guy is to get out of a parking ticket. Or not a parking ticket. That was another situation.
How? How'd you get out of him? Like,
no.
Doing the tongue in the cheek.
I was driving.
Literally in tongue in cheek.
I got pulled over going over 100 miles an hour in someone else's car.
Jesus.
That's like three times your normal speed.
Yeah, I stopped driving like that because I went to court and I was looking at a reckless driving charge and that would have been 4 points on my driver's license, so I couldn't drive the vehicles at Channel 2.
Wow.
I was in trouble, so I had to go to court and I had to try to convince this guy to not press charges against me. I wasn't a dangerous person. I was just tired.
I won't read it, but do an audible book.
No.
I'd love to.
Well, anyways.
Have Edith read it.
Anyways, I only got 2 points against my license because I agreed to go out with him. And I dated him.
Wow.
I dated him for a while. And when I found that out, I just kind of ghosted him because I thought, you know, you put these dogs to sleep.
Come on. You can't apologize.
No, he called me all the time. He sent me, like, dozens of roses and...
I'm just kidding.
Really
they're alive.
He really liked me, and I thought, okay, I'm not into you. Mm. You're not a. I mean, he is a bad person, but he's not a bad boy because I like bad boys. I like people that are a little dangerous.
Right. I mean, Haley killed dogs. That was getting worse than that. Like,
that's terrible.
That's pretty badass, ain't it? Like in that way.
No.
No.
She likes a bad boy who.
I like Christopher, who you know, like
Dillagaff, man.
Hang on the side of buildings and rescue people.
Dillagaff.
Adrenaline junkie.
But I know you lost.
Not criminal.
Yeah, not like Huffers or anything.
No.
No. Different thing.
Anyways, back to the story.
Do you like that I drill you like a 2x4?
Oh, my God. When did he begin?
Real hard. Good and hard.
You know what? Maybe that's why I like your David
that's
Blaine.
A tinge of
your
Big Brown
David,
on it.
Your David Blaine is starting to sound like my late husband.
David Blaine meets Big Brown.
Oh, can I see something gross I found out yesterday?
Please.
What'd you do, laundry?
No, some chick came out.
smell you.
There was a newer accuser of Harvey Weinstein.
The one that committed suicide?
No, I don't think she did.
One has.
Oh, I didn't read about that one. They were talking about how messed up his junk is. You know, he got gangrene. They had to put his balls in his thighs.
He got gangrene?
Yeah. Some kind of gangrene. Like, it's got like a name to it. But his nuts are in his thighs. So the chick's like, when I saw him, she said, first off, never saw like a big dude naked like that. And he was in awful shape. But like, his medical terms, ball bag.
Yeah.
They didn't put anything in it. Like, no nudicles or anything. So she said he's got like just a bunch of skin hanging there.
He has no balls at all?
They're in his thighs.
They got like an extension cord? Essentially?
Well, you know.
Arteries?
I don't know how far down they'll hang, but they had to reroute them.
That's awful, because gangrene, your skin is virtually eating itself.
Yuck. You're a cannibal.
He's got like
it's
worst.
It's rotting.
And he was like trying to have sex with people with gangrene in his nuts and his legs.
Well, after that point, he still had like the effects of the surgery, but they had to like reroute him to his legs. So he could still perform, but like multiple women described it as like it looks like a dead fish.
No. Like what? Somebody's trying to eat a breakfast burrito right now.
Oh my God.
You messed it up.
It's okay. That guy that waits in the drive-thru for tacos for breakfast.
Okay, so back to the story. The 10 best states for working moms are not one of them. Did we say New York was one of them? So the worst ones for working moms are Louisiana, Alabama, Nevada, Mississippi, New Mexico, South Carolina.
Smiling faces.
Is it Louisiana because you can't understand what they're saying?
Arizona, West Virginia, Idaho, and Oklahoma.
I'm going to need to go make a copy of this right now. I'm going to my desk. I can get it. Time in the computer now.
What?
So, I can't say what it is. You sound like a slow auctioneer. I don't mean in his speed either.
We got a. Give me 25 and 30 and 35 for this bull.
Somebody would be running a tilt-a-whirl at a state fair or something.
That has a lot to do with people who can't put their kids in daycare because they're not making enough money to pay for daycare.
It is ridiculous. Plus, and you got to supply the food. Like, I'm paying you $800 a week and you can't supply the snacks.
So do you know that one of the national ones, I guess you would call like a, it's not Mother's Day camp.
Mother's Day out.
Yeah, but like it's a national thing. Like church thing. The kids are there only like half a day or whatever.
Montessori school?
You have Montessori. You have to send toilet paper with them too.
What?
You have to send a roll of toilet paper each week with your child. I'm not
what
even kidding.
What if you forget? Because my mom was forgetful at times.
You better hope that water fountain can become a bidet rather quickly.
Wow.
Sorry, if I'm doing all this and paying all this money, I need something better than a certificate that says, you know, you passed a 20-hour class to take care of kids.
Oh, you got to get the class ring too.
Don't try to throw mine through the wall when he starts crying.
Justin Timberlake, he's making all the money. Justin, with the rings, Justin Timberlake.
Rings.
I think that's who is really behind it, Justin.
Hmm. All right.
Either that or old Herfy.
That's what I say. I'm more of a Herf Jones.
Herf. That did not. Herf Jones and Houghton Mifflin. Wasn't that the maker of all the school books? Yeah. Houghton Mifflin.
Would you buy almost any of them now as a reprint?
Well, why would you want to do that?
Well, you know, like if you lost yours in Dublin High School, class of 82, you couldn't find it.
Yeah, thank you.
What? You went to High Dublin?
Yeah.
You are a stalker.
You don't know about Paige?
I knew she was went to college. I didn't know specifically the high school. I'm going
to
look that up.
She's always a mascot. I went to two high schools, so I went to Dublin and I went to...
At the same time.
Washington. In Fremont.
What's up, Paige?
Did people make jokes about, like, you know... My privates are doubling in size.
You're the first one that ever did that.
Oh, sweet. You first.
The distinction.
Wow, look at that.
He's
How did you find that, though?
Because of Ron Reich.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I see.
He wanted to know if I was actually dating him.
Now I got a background check on drink water. It's about to come back.
Oh, there's a famous alumni tab.
Oh, who they got? Oh, who went there, Paige?
There's nothing
that
here.
I know.
Dang it.
There's nothing on it.
You know, I got out early.
That's true.
She left at lunch.
I
flash the principal and he let you go home?
Right. No.
No. All right. Oh, you had to wear uniforms.
No.
Oh, they did. Well, they do now.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That sucks.
Look right there.
That's probably from fighting.
Uniform compliant procedure. Huh. I can imagine that. Of course, everybody dressed the same when I was in elementary school. You dressed poor.
I mean, we had a dress code where we couldn't wear certain things.
Like, but literally until we moved, I did not feel peer pressure of any kind at all about clothing or anything.
Thank God.
Because everybody was just in the same dump. Not dump, but just, you know, you didn't know about that stuff.
Where you went to middle school, looks, it still looks the same. It's kind of cool.
They've changed where I went to middle school. Well, you talking about Lakeview? I went to Lakeview for like half a year and then went to Sevier.
Sevier.
Yeah. Well, they moved it around the campuses. They built up a lot of that. It used to be real dumpy.
Like, they got that old building like in the front still, right?
Yeah. And then the Cafe Rateria back there is...
Cafe Rateria.
If those walls could talk, they'd be like, damn, that boy used to eat a lot.
So if they could afford uniforms for the softball team now, they couldn't about 10 years ago.
God bless. Dude, I found my old softball uniform the other day. I want to bring it in here. Holy crap.
All the Rise Guys softball team.
Like, the way that, like, y'all didn't tell me I was that big.
Like, God. We think we had to.
I mean, shoot.
Do you not feel the earth move?
Like, I feel like I'd be holding up right now and it'd be like a Weight Watchers commercial. Like, look at what I used to wear. And I didn't even really play that much. I was a coach.
Oh, you got to call Mary Beth back.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
All right, Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
We got the fallout from the Shedeur Sanders prank.
Oh, big fine.
There'll be some fines levied. We'll tell you how much and against who. Some people are calling for jobs over this. Really freaking out. It happened to somebody else, too. There was a Giants player that got drafted. He got pranked, too. But, you know, he's not Shedeur, so.
They have agents at that point. So why would they not call the agent anyway? Why would they have his personal number?
Well, you know, they got all the numbers of the draftees. So, you know, the general managers like to call. The owners like to call.
Yeah.
You know, Jerry always calls, hey, you want to be a Dallas Cowboy? Come on.
But doesn't that open up the opportunities of, you know?
It does now because we're in a world where everybody's trying to be a damn jerky boy.
Yeah.
That was a group back in the 80s.
I was about to say, like, many of y'all probably think that's a place to go get some kind of Jamaican jerky. But the place down there on Woodruff Road is still there.
I think so. Might be.
P. Wynn Jethro met his lovely bride at a Rise Guys event. Y'all remember that now. We put y'all together. All right.
Hooked it up.
Sports next. Good morning.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Hello. Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. If you're feeling hungry, want a boat round or a biscuit, you better get your ass to Bojangles. This day in sports history is going to give it away. Because I like to do a trivia staff. In 1991, age 44, he threw his seventh no-hitter.
Ha-ha! Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Here's a hint. His middle name is Lynn.
Paige knows who it is.
Huh?
Bias?
Lynn Bias, the former Boston Celtic number one draft pick.
Yeah, Celtics, man.
Did he throw seven no-hitters?
I tell you
incorrect.
What.
He did cocaine and died.
Celtic City.
And you can too.
On Max is good.
Yeah, be careful.
Don't do it.
They talk about Reggie Lewis, Lynn Bias. They go through all that stuff. Reggie just had a bad heart, man.
Well, who was the there was a third one too.
Well, it was almost Paul Pierce. He got stabbed 12 times.
That's what I was thinking of too, yep. He didn't die.
I forgot that. I knew this, but I forgot it happened. So the same night, Nolan threw his seventh. Ricky Henderson broke Lou Brock's record. Same night.
No way.
Yep. So it was 939th base. Rest in peace, Ricky Henderson. Lost him earlier this year, I think, or last year.
Yeah. Damn.
Well, somebody's going to lose
some
money.
I'm getting you an autograph right now, man.
I know Ricky. He showed me the pose.
What if Lou Brock is still alive?
I think he might be, actually.
I met Lou Brock.
I used to love his candies. We used to steal them.
Those brooches.
The caramels.
Or the little red gumballs. That were...
Oh, Lou Brock died in 2020.
Oh, no. Kobe get him.
When I met him, his wife was mean. And I found out she was also a preacher. I was like, why
was she mean? What'd she do?
It was at a card show in Cleveland. And she was like, okay, next. And I'm like, Reverend Bitch, I am trying to ask your husband a baseball question. I just paid him $7. That's how much it was, kids, back then, to meet athletes. It was not $150. And that, you know what? That's not toward the promoters either. Rob Young and others, not toward y'all. Nope. That's just the people naming their prices. And then people go and pay it, and they're like, well, I mean, why wouldn't you?
So the Shador Sanders prank, not without consequence. Jax Ulbrich, son of Falcons DC, Jeff Ulbrich, was the perpetrator.
Any relation to Lars Ulbrich?
It might be. Not Ross, though. That's no. Ulbrich. Silk Road, shout out. So he saw Shador's number on his dad's iPad. That's how he got it. Abdul Carter, a top five pick. It happened to him, too. Not from Jax, but from somebody else. He got pranked. So the fine is the Falcons are fined $250,000. And Jeff Ulbrich himself is fined $100,000.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, I saw it was $350. Dang. Man.
A lot of people think he should be fired because of what his son did.
I think he should divorce his son. God, great son. Man.
You're not going to get any inheritance, boy.
Why were you on my iPad for? Trying to look at my DraftKings?
God, you know what? He was probably trying to help him open it. You know,
it's like me. On. Like when they came in here and updated my computer, I was like, "Fat boy, where's the timer at on the computer now?" Yeah. I was like, I could not find it. The little, stopwatch thing when we do commercials.
Where's that key logging?
Gonna make me give this partner 5 extra seconds.
We're out of here.
All right, thank you. We will take a break then. I will alert you again to this that we will be live video streaming on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
At around 7:25 at the Rise Guys. And then later on today, we'll be on our Instagram, our Facebook, our X.
Keek. Tumblr.
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp, all that stuff.
You know, I didn't really get that till the other day. Like, I'm serious. Some things just go over my head, like WhatsApp. Like, I
didn't get tuned in Tokyo until years ago.
For real? Later, what about see you in Toledo? Or do you say next Thursday?
You know what? I got that one, but I didn't apply it to Tune in Tokyo.
But did you have to see it written down, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because, that was I knew the intent with that one.
Yeah.
I just focused more so on the headlock and twisting the boobs.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And not the acronym.
Oh, yeah. Oh, not the acronym.
Like, I was focusing more on the act of, like, you know, actually grabbing them.
Okay.
And like, oh, that spells okay. That's why people say tune in Tokyo.
I see. My nipples are very hard right now. It's cold in here. It really is. I feel like the front of my shirt looks like an old TV with big knobs on the front of it. It's crazy. Paige knows what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. All right. Your calls and such next, 1-800-774-0093.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Bat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.